The way I see it, things happen on 145th Street that don't happen anywhere else in the world. I'm not saying that 145th Street is weird or anything like that, but it's like intense. So when I heard about Big Joe's funeral, it didn't take me by surprise. It was something that I remember, and that's why I'm telling it. This is the way it went down. The funeral took place on the 4th of July, one of the hottest days of the year. People were sitting out on their fire escapes or on their front stoops trying to catch a breeze. If there was a breeze in the hood, it must have stopped somewhere for an iced tea because I didn't see or feel it. Nobody was doing any unnecessary movement unless their name was Peaches Jones, who was setting out to ruin Big Joe's funeral. Peaches was what you would call seriously fine. She was 15, about 5'3", a medium brown color, and definitely wrong. She was wrong because she was not giving Big Joe his propers, which means his proper respect. A person ought to have respect for other people all of the time, but especially at two times during their life. The first time is when they're born. When a baby is born, you shouldn't say discouraging things about it like, "Hey, I seen prettier dogs than that baby," or, "Maybe he ain't ugly. Maybe he's just inside out." Give the baby a chance. The other time you need to show some respect is when a person is going on out of this world. You know, like they're dead and whatnot. Let the person go. Whatever will be their reward has got to be figured out on the other side. Even if they slip on out owing you some money, you got to bite the bullet, give up some slack, and let them be on their way. But Peaches didn't see it that way when it came to Big Joe. She had her mind dead set on messing up Big Joe's funeral. Let me back up here and tell you. It all started when Big Joe, who owns Big Joe's Barbecue and Burger Restaurant right here on 145th Street, down from the Ease On In Cafe, decided to cancel his life insurance. He said he had been paying on his life insurance for 20 years. If he canceled his insurance, he would get a check from the insurance company for $18,000. Now, that is some serious money. It sounded good when the guys in the barbershop were talking about it. So Big Joe canceled his insurance, and sure enough, 2 weeks later, he was telling everybody that the check came, just like he thought it would. That's when he decided to have the funeral.
"I have always loved a good funeral," Big Joe said.
He was sitting outside his restaurant, peeling potatoes to make potato salad.
"And when I went to Freddie's funeral, y'all remember Freddie?"
"Yeah, I remember Freddie and his funeral," Willie Murphy said. "He looked real good."
"That's my point," Big Joe said. "He was looking better than I have ever seen him. He was clean, had his hair combed, and wore that dark suit with a carnation in his lapel."
"He was sharp," Willie went on. "And when Angela, that little Puerto Rican girl, sang Precious Lord, everybody was crying."
"Ain't nobody was gonna cry over Freddie when he was alive," Big Joe said. "Funerals bring out the best in people. Am I lying or flying?"
"You definitely flying," I said. "I hate to talk about the dead," Willie added. "But when Freddie was a walkie-talkie, all he wanted to do was to hang out on the corner and ask everybody he seen if they had any spare change so we could take it down to the Ease On In and get him a beer."
"Uh-huh, but he still had him a nice funeral," Big Joe said. "I'm going to have me a nice funeral while I'm still alive so I can appreciate it."
Now, we didn't exactly know what Big Joe meant by that, but when he started explaining, it made sense. He was going to take part of that $18,000 and throw himself a funeral the way some people throw a party.
"Nothing too fancy," he said, "just something nice."